Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I'm very excited about our guest today because it is a great subject that I know is going to be of interest to many of you. I have Jenna Dancy with me, and Jenna has always had a love of marketing and advertising. Having spent the last decade plus in PR sales, marketing, and coaching, Jenna has been in the online space since long before digital downloads and evergreen masterclasses. I'm talking since coaches were printing and mailing binders as info products. These days, Jenna specializes in lead generation messenger marketing campaigns, also known as Facebook Messenger or chatbots, which helps coaches step away from their computers while continuously growing their client list. While tech implementation of bots sounds intimidating, Jenna makes this marketing strategy super approachable and regularly sees her clients booking more calls, selling more courses, and interacting with more potential followers, all without being hooked to their phone 24/7. It's my pleasure to welcome Jenna to our show today.
Thank you, Belinda. I am excited to be here and talking with you.
Yeah, me too. This is a great subject, and I've heard so much controversy over it, so I can't wait to dive into it today. So why don't you, though, like take us down a little journey, fill in some of the gaps of your bio, and tell us about that journey and how you got to be where you are today with this specialty.
Absolutely. So my undergrad degree is in marketing and advertising, and I always loved learning how campaigns worked to grow businesses. So I majored in that in college. And when I got into the workforce, I had quite a bit of different experiences ranging from startup software companies to PR firms. And then I had my own health crisis that landed me in the emergency room. And it made me rethink everything that I was doing in my life, the time, the stress, the lifestyle, the food, everything I rethought. And for me, that led to a whole health journey. And as with most people who become entrepreneurs, their kind of passion stems from something either that happened to them or their lifestyle. So I actually transitioned into a journey into health and wellness coaching. But that love of marketing and advertising continued to grow inside of me. And finally, a few years ago, I was in a position in my business where it was kind of make or break. And I was earning money, but it was just kind of covering those business expenses. It wasn't super profitable, but I knew I had a lot of potential. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because I logged into Facebook and I checked my Facebook page inbox. And I saw there was a notification there somewhere. But if you're thinking about the Facebook interface, it's not always intuitive. So I searched and searched for finding where that notification was coming from. And when I found it, it was a message from a potential client who was excited to work with me one-on-one, which would have made for a fabulous month and contract of a coaching client for me. As I started to respond, I realized that message was from a few weeks ago and not just a few hours before that. And I started my response back with, "I am so sorry, I'm just seeing this." I feel like I don't even have to say it, but with the time of almost instant gratification out there, the client had already found somebody else to work with. So I had lost a client this way, and my heart was just breaking. So I started researching, there has to be a better way to manage my Facebook inbox. I'm a busy mom, and I don't want to miss any more of those notifications. And that's when I found Messenger marketing and ManyChat and how you can start to automate the follow-up with your Messenger.
That is great. So let's continue then down this because I want to jump into ManyChat big time if that's okay with you. But let's just talk a little bit then about how the business has shaped your lifestyle today. Tell us a little bit about now this business that you have, teaching this skill to others, and then how is that changed your lifestyle, I guess, in light of your health journey and everything else that you've been through, and what's it look like today?
It's totally reshaped the way that I think about my business from both a lead generating standpoint, as well as even booking calls with clients and valuing my time. Time is one of the only resources that we cannot get back, and it's so precious. And I have three littles who are under the age of five. So life is chaotic and crazy, if you can only imagine. So the way that I run my business now is in the margins. And I'm able to do that by having systems in place and having my, I call her my messenger assistant, who does a lot of the heavy lifting for me. And what I mean by that is she helps to send people the right links. She helps to reset logins or send passwords. She helps to book calls for me when I'm away from my computer. She helps to give potential customers or clients options to work with me, all without me being at the computer. She helps me also to only get on the phone with the highest qualified potential coaching clients. And she does that through an application process. So only those best suited to work with me actually get an option to book a call. So she really does a lot of that work for me that I would have been doing manually in the past. And all in a fun way that happens almost instantaneously.
Great. And so I got a little confused there. Are we talking about the mini chat bot, or are we talking about you actually hired a physical assistant?
Yes. So I'm just to clarify, I'm talking about my messenger bot. I like to phrase her as my assistant because I gave her a name to add some personality to my messenger bot. She's the fancy bot.
Well, that's great. So here's what I would like to have clarified, because we do a lot of online marketing. And so 2 years ago, the guy that was working with us was like, oh, you got to get MiniChat. You've got to use MiniChat. The open rate is better. You're going to get, you know, more consistent follow-up. It's going to just, you're going to get more customers. You're going to get more leads, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay. So we kind of started building MiniChat, which we had never done before. So we started acquiring, you know, a number of people, getting them to sign up for it through our newsletter and so on. So then the next marketing team that comes along says, oh, no, 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 you don't want to use MiniChat at all. Facebook doesn't like it. And they're actually, if you use it too much, they're going, with all the new rules around it, they're going to shut down your account. You're not going to be able to do ads on Facebook. So we highly recommend that you just abandon it altogether. And so I was like, okay. So we have actually. And so it's still sitting there, but I still have people signing up for it because it's still part of my whole newsletter and when people first become a customer with us. So can you address this? Because this, I'm not the only person who's been given this advice.
There is definitely some controversy out there about messenger marketing. And I'm glad that you brought this up because I'm sure your listeners are thinking the same thing, or maybe they've heard that advice as well. And you are so right with the open rates. And that is one of the big things about Messenger, is it gives about 88 to 90% open rates versus our email, which sees between 20 to 25% open rates. So you're getting a larger relationship with your Messenger subscribers than you do with email marketing alone. But when it comes to this controversy, I'd say there's two things. There's number one, the rules that are around it. And if you are doing anything on Facebook, you know that you don't own that, correct? It's Messenger, it's Facebook, it's all connected that way. So I, first of all, believe, and I even tell my clients this, continue to grow your email list, but incorporate the bot list simultaneously. And the reason behind that is then you have this more omnipresent in your marketing. And with the rules, Facebook can do whatever they want. And we find that they do, right? Mm-hmm. We're always learning and we're always trying to keep up with them. The thing about Messenger is, and especially with the changes that are coming up with Facebook ads, what I found most effective is incorporating Messenger, because then you're keeping that conversation on Facebook. And there's nothing that Facebook loves more than you using their platform even more hours or minutes during the week. So if you're continuing to grow your business using Messenger that way, they will reward you as long as you do stay within their regulations. And the best way to do this is honestly by segmenting your Messenger list, just like you would on email. How most email marketing services, they have tags that you can apply to your subscribers. Messenger and ManyChat does the same thing. So you can make sure that you're only sending the most cohesive message to those subscribers. And the other thing that I want to talk about when we're talking about controversy here mm-hmm. is the way that marketers actually approach Messenger and ManyChat. Because if you have experienced anything on Messenger, chances are there's been kind of an icky experience or a salesy promotion that you've received on that end, opposite of business. And the way that I teach and the way that I set clients up in Messenger is to be personality forward. We don't want to have those default robotic replies. We really want to pull out important pieces of our brand persona. Or if we're running a personal brand, one of my favorite ways to do this is actually naming the bot. So almost like you have Beyonce and she's got her Sasha Fierce. I'm not saying that you step into Beyonce's role, but it's important to have that, you know, alter personality for your bot to give it its own personality. And keep in mind that Messenger marketing, even though it's been around for quite a long time, it's still a first mover's advantage in terms of us. So you may not even know anybody else in your industry or your niche that it is utilizing Messenger. So, and if you think about your subscribers and the relationship that you want to have with them and that nurturing experience, you want to keep in mind that likely right now inside of their own personal Messenger, they're probably communicating with their friends, with their family, with their mom, with their spouse. They're having these more intimate conversations. So it's a place of intimacy. Just like even text message marketing is becoming very intimate. You want to make sure that you're not just taking your email copy and pasting it inside of Messenger and sending then that out. It's important to utilize the native features of something like ManyChat, where you can incorporate GIFs, you can incorporate video, you can incorporate voice memos. There's so many different ways to reshape your message inside of Messenger so that it connects with the right clients.
Perfect. Wow, that was a great answer, and it's got my curiosity piqued on numerous levels. But let's talk a little bit about you and your skill sets, and like I like to call them your superpowers. What have you identified kind of as your superpower, or that's what's really helped you in building your business?
I am a big lover of the StrengthsFinder. Belinda, I don't know if you've ever taken that personality assessment, but it is one of my favorite. And I was not surprised when empathy was in my top five strengths. And I will tell you, last year when everything shut down, it was difficult for me to be running my business because I was traveling and I was doing a lot of public speaking, because then I got to have conversations. I got to see people in person. I had that touch factor. I'm a big hugger, so I got to, you know, meet clients, hug them, have these experiences. So for me, last year, there was a big shift. I had a big struggle in figuring out how to showcase that strength online, because there's different nuances to messaging and copywriting than there is in person and actually speaking with somebody. So I have now figured out how to take that empathy superpower, bring it online, and connect with potential clients. And the other thing is I have a strong strength in futuristic. I love working with clients and helping them see the bigger picture with their brand, with their vision, and road mapping how to get there. So those are some of my key superpowers.
Perfect. I'd like to just dive into the one question that you said, because, or the answer that you gave. Last year was difficult for people, especially that did kind of their strength was in being with people and connecting with people, and especially doing live speaking engagements. I totally understand that. So what were some things that you did to help transition yourself to being more comfortable or to bringing that sort of skill set to the online space?
For me, I started incorporating a lot more audio into my business. And you might be thinking, audio, what about video? Sure, I would do more live videos, but I found that actually getting inside of Messenger and connecting with people who had watched maybe one of my live videos, who had interacted with one of my Facebook posts or on Instagram, and actually sending them a follow-up audio made a big difference in that connection, because that made me a real person. Often online, you can just seem like you're talking to an endless sea of people, and it's hard to relate to just one person. So having that audio, embracing that, made a big difference. And yes, I love video, but like I said, I'm a busy mama. I don't always get dressed until maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So audio just made life much easier.
Great. That's a great tool. And that's the one thing, I'm on video, it seems like, all the time. And it's like, there's days I would love to just stay in my pajamas till two, I have to tell you. So let's talk about an outstanding accomplishment. What's something that you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
For me, one thing that's really meaningful to me is we actually moved our whole family to New Hampshire, and we had been based in New York City, and I loved New York. I loved the food, the options, the diversity there, but it was not a great place to raise children. We didn't have the land that we wanted to or the space for our kids to run around. And when everything kind of shut down, our priorities changed, and we made the huge jump to decide to come to New Hampshire full time. And for me, the reason why that is such a huge win is one of my goals has always been to be location free. And I love what I do, especially now, because I'm doing it online. It can happen from anywhere. I can serve clients globally from my house, which is such a big eye-opener that many companies have had over the last year about what's possible. So for me, actually achieving that goal of location freedom and being able to work from wherever was a big step forward.
That's awesome. New Hampshire is beautiful. I've been there. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I'm sure you're loving it out there.
We are. We've got big plans in the spring. We are breaking ground on our dream home and hopefully turning it into a homestead with chickens and bees and maybe even cows. Who knows?
Oh, that sounds like fun. All right. So let's talk about then the polar opposite of that. And that is, tell us about a challenge or an obstacle that you faced, and then how did you work through it?
For me, my biggest challenge in business was going from corporate full-time work to running my own business. And the biggest challenge behind that was looking at my time and how I was using it. I went from having a more traditional 9-to-5 type of job. So when I started working on my own, I felt like I had to be tied to my computer from 9-to-5, those traditional business hours. And it did take me quite a long time to figure out that my ideal workday and the time that I get most of my my valuable work done is in the morning. Before the sun comes up, before anybody is up and stirring, I'm able to focus more. So now I have been able to step into the role of more of a CEO and discover what time works for me to work, but also what I should be working on and who I should work with to get the rest done.
What does, this is sort of our signature question of the show, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Oh, this is such a good question. And I just got chills thinking about my answer from this. So Belinda, for me, working from my happy place, it's showing up inspired and excited about the work that I'm doing. And to me, that means having a morning routine. That means sitting down in my infrared sauna for a half hour and diving into a little bit of meditation to get my mind right before I actually open up my email, connect to social media, or check in with clients. So my happy place really comes from pouring into myself so that I can pour into others and help them grow.
That's an awesome answer. So let's talk about, what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs, especially those people that are trying to transition out of corporate into being an entrepreneur, or want to try their hand at it, or even just some tips in learning how to make that transition a little bit better? Because saying that was one of your greatest challenges, I'm sure you've got a couple of tips.
Oh, I you better believe I do, Belinda. So I would say to somebody who's thinking or considering about entrepreneurship is, for me, I feel like you're not considering it. I feel like you know deep down that you desire to be an entrepreneur. You're looking for more. You know what you're capable of, but you're maybe a little bit scared to actually admit it or to tell somebody about it. And I say, own that feeling, own that excitement, and research within yourself what you truly want to be doing, because you're not serving anybody if you're not living up to your full potential and you're not harnessing what you're actually capable of. So that would be my biggest piece of advice, and to let them know, even if the first thing they try doesn't work out, there's always room for something else. And there's these little nuggets that we learn along the way to find out where our true path is. And for me, one of my biggest tips is to journal. To me, that's where I've uncovered some of the biggest gold for my business, is actually getting into my own head and working through things, especially the limiting beliefs, journaling through that. Even, and if you're sitting here thinking, Jenna, I am not a journaler, I am not going to spend my morning doing this, it doesn't even have to be that. It's just these bullet points of maybe why you feel that way, maybe what's possible. Thinking about that idea that you got in the shower and taking it beyond that of what's possible and how it could actually fit into growing your business. So really dialing in to the thoughts that are coming to you, because there's a reason that they're being sent your way.
I love that. You know, I do think you hit on a really, really great point, because there are people that are just journalers. You know what I mean? Like they're very, I don't know. I'm a very like action oriented, goal setting individual, and I like to make a list and I like to get things done, and I'm just like, let's go after it. And so journaling has always been like, I just don't have time for that. I just don't need to do that. Because it's always more, every time you hear about it, it's like putting down your feelings and like, I don't know. I don't think people know how to journal. And I think they think it's something else. And I really did appreciate you saying it could just be bullet points of the thoughts going through your mind. Because I constantly have thoughts going through my head a lot of times in the shower. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know why, but or if I'm out on a walk, and so I'm learning to just like put it in my phone. And but I think teaching people other ways to journal than some thought that they have in their head of what journaling is, because we hear a lot of coaches today, and it's all about, you know, trying to discover why you feel the way you do and what what did that stem from? And what, you know, boundaries do you need to create? And it's all this stuff that I think a lot of people that are straightforward business people are like, I don't have time for that.
Oh, I used to be the same way, honestly. And I went through yoga teacher training a few years ago. And just because, not because I really thought I was going to transition into being a yoga teacher, but just my love for it and my want to get my body back after baby number two. And I will tell you how you said about the best ideas come to you in the shower. The best ideas came to me after a yoga session, laying in Shavasana, which is when you're supposed to be still and thoughtless on the floor. And for me, so I actually transitioned more into journaling by voice memos. So Belinda, you're a podcaster, so maybe it doesn't even look like writing. Maybe it's just opening up that voice memo on your phone or whatever audio recording app you have and letting it flow and seeing what gold comes out of there. Because I think when often we're looking at outside of ourselves for what's next, what to include in our programs, we're looking outside of ourselves for what to post on social media. But really, if you just listen to your own thoughts, those voice memos or those bullet points in your journal could become the subject line or the attention grabber in your next post or email. There are these things that only you are bringing to the table. And in a world online, whenever it seems like there's so many copycats, that's a way to make yourself unique.
That's great advice. So, Jenna, what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from?
Oh, so many things, Belinda. But I would say the biggest thing that I am working on right now is actually putting together a group of like-minded entrepreneurs who are big fans of automation and authenticity. Because to me, those people need to connect to each other. It is just such a fun way to share ideas. And I'm doing this inside of, it's a free Facebook group. And in that community, we just share ideas. We help to grow each other and grow our businesses in the meantime. And to me, I love working with entrepreneurs who are tuned into being themselves. They don't want to show up like somebody else. They are there because they know that they have a message to serve. So that is happening inside of my Facebook group. And we often do live trainings. Sometimes we do Zoom meetings as well in that group. But that's one of the biggest things I have going on right now.
That's great. And then if people want to know more about ManyChat or MessengerBot, you have courses for that. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. So I have a course. It's called Chatbots Unlocked. It's an entry-level course into messenger marketing, but it comes with a one-click install template into ManyChat so that you can follow along in the course editing that. And by the end of going through the course, which only takes about an hour, you'll have your first messenger bot ready to go and be in use on your Facebook page. And if you're somebody, if you're thinking, I'm not quite sure if Messenger will work for me, or maybe you've even dabbled a little bit in messenger marketing, I have a quiz that can help you discover kind of the next step that you need to take with your messenger. And that's at chatbotsunlocked.com/quiz. And you'll get actionable tips to use after you get your results personalized to your best next step.
That's awesome. So this has been great, Jenna. Can you tell our guests where they can find you?
Yes, so you can find me at jennadancy.com. You can also connect with me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Freedom Funnels. And I'm also there if you're wanting to connect a little bit more on the mom life, homestead life, and see our dream home built, it's at the Jenna Dancy. So I look forward to connecting with you there.
Perfect. Well, this has been an absolutely delightful interview. Thank you so much for your time and your pearls of wisdom and insight. And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in today. And make sure that you leave us a review. We both appreciate it so much. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode of the many wonderful individuals that we interview here at Work From Your Happy Place. So until next time, make it your absolute best and continue to work from your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.